Now, if you're one of those people who loves finding a new quirky website that'll give you hours of entertainment while you're putting off the tasks you really need to do, have I got the site for you. And it's been created right here in the Central West, called Falcon Cam. Anyone with half-decent internet coverage can watch a live stream of Swift and Bo and their three little falcon chicks tucked away in their nest up in the water tower at Charles Sturt University's Orange Campus. Now, the site has had so many hits that they've had to upgrade their streaming capabilities, and I can understand why. It is strangely compelling viewing. Scott Banks is the project coordinator for Falcon Cam. We dragged him away from the water tower to fill us in. How are you, Scott?
Good morning, Angela. Good, thank you.
Now, this is the fourth season that Falcon Cam project has been operating. Is it the same peregrine falcons coming back each year to the nest?
Yes, we've got the same pair. They tend to stay in the same area for up to about 15 years for breeding, most of their breeding life. You get one successful year of hatching, and generally they're going to stay around for many more years. So it's a sure thing at the moment that we're going to see this pair around for a while.
Now, what makes this particular water tower such an appealing location for peregrines?
This water tower is ideal for peregrines. It's high up. It's about 50 metres up from the ground, so it's very well protected from the likes of predators, rats, mice, sort of thing. Also, it gives the best view in Orange. I've been up there and precariously stared out the window when there are no birds up there. I won't do it when the female's there. But the view from up there is brilliant. So they can see all around the area. It's a good resting place. There's a lot of trees underneath, which they use to... we've got a favourite feeding branch there as well. So it's a perfect location for them.
So how did this nesting spot go from being a private family affair for the falcons to being a global internet sensation?
Yeah, they're probably the only ones that don't know that all of this is going on. It started about 4.5 years ago. One of the lecturers, Dr. Ian Grange, out there noticed a pair of peregrines flying around. So he suggested, why not put a box up in the south window on the water tower, which was only broken at the time, lots of birds flying in and out. Within 2 hours, these two birds had hopped in and they set up home. So it was very quick. And then it was suggested that we put a camera up there to see if we could actually watch rather than just down on the ground. And then it went from there. We worked out we could view from the CSU network itself. We could record using some software, and then it's just grown from there.
And now, just this year, you've gone live streaming. You've gone from the little clips of the highlights of the day, which are very interesting in themselves, but there's something quite appealing about going in and seeing what they're doing right now.
It's reality TV sort of thing, isn't it? Yeah, it's been a huge step. It's something that we've wanted to do for a couple of years. It's taken a while to get the right equipment, the right techniques. And courtesy of the IT department at CSU, they've very kindly offered to allow us to stream out of the network now. We've only been going for about a month, so it's still in testing phase. And the network traffic is proving the driving force to continually upgrade. We're getting 1,000 hits, and some days 1,000 hits a day all over the world. It's an international thing now. We've got supporters in Canada, Poland, Netherlands, the UK, and a lot of other places as well.
It's really quite something. I mean, wondering what the purpose of the Falcon Cam project is beyond being the perfect procrastination site for people who sit in front of a computer all day.
I think the main reasoning behind it is it's gone from a bit of curiosity to a point where now we can set it up as a future research project. Basically, we're monitoring the breeding and behavioural patterns of peregrine falcons, and it's very, very hard to get this close to peregrine falcons anywhere in the world. So we consider ourselves very privileged to be so close. Any closer, I think, when Swift, the female, would find out, we're in big trouble. She's an aggressive bird, so we don't get any closer. But it's a learning process for us, and the best thing about it now is that we can show this to the world live as well. So,
and they're watching. People are very interested in it. Yeah. Now, so what are peregrine falcons like? What are you learning? I mean, what do you know about them? But also, what are you learning from watching Bo and Swift, the parents?
I suppose when you get close to any creatures like that, you learn the characters, the personalities. But also I think what we're able to do with all the many gigabytes of video clips and records and archives we've got now is it's there for any future researchers to use in the study of peregrines, study of birds in general. And I think from an environmental point of view, it's a reality check as well. Every so often we stop ourselves and look and see what we're doing and what we're actually watching. There's no intervention at all that we're quite happy with that. That's by law. We don't need to. We're learning a lot this way. And also, I suppose, to an extent, we've got a family of